Welcome to the podcast that opens to the Akash of our human blueprint, so we can be supported to align in our signature and truth, to live and create as the divine, multidimensional humans we are. I hope you enjoy the transmission.
The way we work, we can access those, that's fine, because that's I would call a state-based trauma. I have an exceedingly broad definition of trauma as anything that's been experienced that is less than unconditional love. So okay. As you can imagine, I see us as fields of trauma. But, you know, this is just, we've all got trauma by that definition. And experience can be in a moment, or it can be a state, a vibratory state. And it's like a vibratory state can be going on outside space and time. And a moment can cause a moment trauma, an event trauma can give rise to a vibratory state that continues outside space and time. While that vibratory state continues in the flow of the whole, so it's that part of their self is experiencing itself in separation. You can't think your way beyond that. It's vibrating in a state of being separate. So you can't tell it it's not. And as long as that remains in a state of separation, the whole system, the innate, is receiving the intelligence that the trauma, the original event, is happening now. It's still happening now. It's always happening now. And again, you can't tell it that that's not true. You can't think your way around it. Positive affirmations aren't going to work. So the way we work, we get together is we open a field of harmonic resonance that is, you know, there's always the trauma, is always the part that's shut, is actually always held within a field of harmonic resonance. It is existing within the totality of the love of all that is. But it's very gently aligning as I am loving consciousness. So I am the field within which this trauma arises. I'm not the trauma. So it's disconnecting, disidentifying with being the trauma, identifying with being the unconditional love that surrounds it, and going, hey, and then dialoguing with it, but in a very passive way, in a listening way, a compassionate listening way. Like, what's going on for you? Start to talk to me. And we don't do it mentally, you know, we do it vibrationally. So this pit starts to kind of, it starts to vibrate and it's telling its story. And as it starts to tell its story, you're like, it needs to be met. It needs to be heard. It needs to be accepted. It needs to be validated. It needs to be understood. It needs to be loved unconditionally. And it doesn't need to be frapped, fixed, rescued, advised, projected, da-da-da-da-da. You know, it's that. And my experience, and as it tells its story, it's like the parent holding the crying child. You know, parent hasn't got a clue what that child is saying. It's sobbing, it's incoherent, it's blubbing everywhere. But the parent just goes, yes, I understand. No, that was terrible. Of course that would be, yes, of course you would be feeling really bad. What else? And it's just, what else? What else? Until there's nothing left. And in the same way that a crying child just goes, oh, yeah, I'm fine, bye, and runs off to play. Those trauma parts of ourselves at some point go, oh, I'm held in a field of unconditional love. Oh, I am also unconditional love. And there's suddenly there's no separation. It's joined the flow and it's gone back out to play. And that's the whole map, really.
I hope you enjoyed the transmission. To find out more about Blueprint Akash sessions or maybe join the live events, you can go to infinityresonance.com. And get in touch.